Howdy fans, Making A Rodeo Network is proud to present the Making A Morning Show. I'm your host, Scott Mesick. It is time to sit back, get a grip, because the show starts right about now.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
When the gates come open and they let in the crowd, it's time to step up and start knocking them down. When the clock hits zero, I'm gonna be the hero of life, but infamy is my destiny. I got my feet knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got my flip on stomp, stomped, and couldn't win it. Still, I got back up, bared down, and
go ahead and say I won't. The game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't.
Well, good morning, rodeo fans and Making A Maniacs. I want to thank you guys for tuning in here on a Monday morning. Wow. I'll tell you what, I'm still not quite there yet, trying to recover from another rodeo weekend as we were in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. Had ourselves a fantastic time down there with the G-Money Rodeo crew and the entire committee there in Broken Arrow. Wow, man, what an exciting event. Now, we did have a lot of, well, technical issues, I guess you could say. We lost power down there on a Friday night, but I'll tell you, the fans, you know, were there, and Saturday's performance turned out to be one that was just top-notch. And we are going to be broadcasting it again. If you guys missed the episodes, maybe because you were out at a rodeo, or maybe because you were watching the PBR, or, well, maybe because you were just spending time with your mothers for Mother's Day, you can come back here with us tonight, makingarodeo.com, 8 o'clock Central Time, tonight and tomorrow. Now, tonight will be the re-air of Friday night's performance. And then, of course, tomorrow night will be Saturday night's performance. We will have a live chat room open. We'll have some of the guys that were there. We'll be able to tune in with us. We'll talk about the rodeo. We'll talk about some of the things that happened down there. And we'll just have ourselves a great time. So look forward to having everybody down there at making8rodeo.com tonight, 8 o'clock Central Time. So this is going to be a great show here today on a Monday as we kick off the work week and the rodeo work week, I guess you could say. Summer is right around the corner. Kids have one more week of school, and then it's off to the rodeos. Man, I'm telling you, Cowboy Christmas coming up. And, you know, there's a lot of talk about bull riding and rodeos that are going on during the summertime. So we have actually gotten word about a new organization that has started up, the Bull Riding Hall of Fame. Now, you know, there's a lot of Hall of Fames out there. There's the Professional Cowboys Hall of Fame, so many of them. Texas, you know, Rodeo Hall of Fame, Oklahoma Rodeo Hall of Fame. Seems like everywhere you go, there's a Hall of Fame, but none specifically designed for bull riding. So we have actually done our homework just a little bit. We got in contact with one of the founders of the Bull Riding Hall of Fame, Mr. Bill Putnam, and we're going to put him on the line here momentarily and sit back and talk with him. Now, I do want to let you guys know that the phone lines are open, and we want to take your questions or your comments about this new organization that has started up. We'll get some of these questions answered about when and where you guys might be able to find this Bull Riding Hall of Fame and what you guys as fans can do to be a part of it. Now, this is a huge deal. I think that the bull riding community, the rodeo community specifically designed for bull riding, you know, is going to have an opportunity to really be a part of such a great group. And this is going to link kind of everybody together. This may be the missing link. So we are going to actually take the time out to bring on Mr. Bill Putnam here and welcome him to the Making Eight Morning Show. Bill, are you with us?
Good morning, Scott. I am with you, and I've really been looking forward to visiting with you and everyone on the show here this morning, and thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. Well, you know, it is our pleasure to have you on the Making It Morning Show here. And, you know, we're kind of kicking off the work week, and this is a show that I've been looking forward to since last week when you and I had a chance to speak. And, you know, this is something that's kind of just hit the public eye. This Bull Riding Hall of Fame, can you tell us a little bit about what made you decide to want to start something like this? And just where you guys are at right now?
Absolutely, Scott. And, you know, you hit the nail on the head earlier when you mentioned the missing link, you know, in the bull riding world. And, Scott, before we get into our discussion and all the exciting things we want to talk about here this morning, I want to just take a few moments to acknowledge this organization. You know, we have a team, a staff, of tremendous individuals and committees that have been working tirelessly for almost a year, you know, putting this project together and really getting our foundation in place. You know, we went public May 1st. You know, we made the announcement of the Bull Riding Hall of Fame. And, you know, our responses, Scott, our feedback, our new memberships have just skyrocketed. It's just been exceeded our expectations tremendously, and we're very excited about it. And, you know, more specifically to answer your question, Scott, you know, our sport has a history that's well over a century old. You know, some of the first known photos and history that we have of cowboys riding bulls and steers, some of those photos date back to 1910, 1911, long during that era. So, you know, it's safe to say that even long before that, you know, before the turn of the 19th century, you know, there was bull riding in some form going on with those early day cowboys. So this is a history that, you know, is as colorful and rich in tradition as any sport in the world. And like you said, Scott, the missing link of bringing this history to life and preserving it for the fans, the public, to really be a part of is something that we're very excited about.
Oh, you bet. And, you know, as a former bull rider and spending time going up and down the roads, you know, we talk about the history. We talk about some of our, you know, ancestors, some of our fathers or grandfathers that have had an opportunity to ride and you know, kind of bring us into the realm of the sport of bull riding. What you guys are going to do is kind of open up to the public and make some of those ancestors, some of those guys that have started off and kind of helped build this sport way back in, just like you said, at the turn of the century, you know, and kind of recognize them as well as the stock handlers and the true grit cowboys that we see in the movies and we hear about. Am I right?
Absolutely, Scott. And, you know, one of the areas that we're focused on is education, you know, educating our fans and really bringing back, you know, a lot of these legends, a lot of these legacies that have seemed to be fading away over the years. You know, we have the household names of the great champions, you know, the Donegays, the Freckles Browns, you know, all of the great champions, but there's also a lot of great riders and champions and bulls, too. I mean, we're talking about bulls. We're talking about bullfighters. We're talking about great events and people that have had a significant impact on our sport that a lot of people may not recognize or know their names, but true champions nonetheless and folks who, you know, deserve their place in history. And that's what we're doing here at the Bull Riding Hall of Fame is putting a lot of this history and these legends together where, you know, they'll have their well-deserved place in history here in our hall.
Wow, and that is really exciting. Now, where are you guys at right now with building this Bull Riding Hall of Fame? I mean, where are you guys looking at maybe putting a building, or how are the fans going to be able to access this and find out about it?
That's a great question, Scott. And, you know, like I mentioned earlier, this project has been in the works for going on a year now. So our focus has been solidifying this foundation and designing this hall for efficiency and longevity. You know, this is something that's going to be around from now on. So our putting our foundation in place has been key, and we're ahead of schedule. And, of course, one of our long-term goals is to actually have the venue in place where we can display all the great photos, the memorabilia, the artifacts, the displays, and everything that we're going to have built into this Hall of Fame for bull riding fans everywhere to come and enjoy and to see. Our plan, Scott, is to locate our permanent hall here in the Central Texas area around the Austin area here. And we're already working in that direction and putting some things in place to bring that to reality. And, you know, with the support of our members, our sponsors, supporters, you know, we've got a tremendous opportunity here in front of us to really move forward in that direction and get this hall built and have it in place. And there's also, Scott, we're exploring the idea of actually having a mobile version of the hall as well that would travel around the country and have a lot of this history and our displays and such in a mobile format where we could travel to events around the country as well and have that available to folks as well.
Wow, so that's similar to, I guess you could say, the Vietnam Memorial Wall, and that would be in place, something that would be at venues, at rodeo events or bull riding events, and set up for the fans to actually get a preview of what they could find in your hall down there in Texas, right?
Absolutely, you know, and there's lots of ways, you know, that people can contact with us and get more information. You know, we have a phenomenal website, bullridinghalloffame.com. Folks can go there and get a lot of great information, sign up for their memberships. We have a Facebook page as well where we're going to be posting a lot of updates and photos and things of that nature. We also, on our website, we have the BRHOF blog where people can come and share and ask questions and submit information and things of that nature. There's a comment section on the website as well. They can email us at bullridinghof@yahoo.com. So there's ample opportunities for everyone to participate, and we want to encourage everyone to become members and help support the efforts of the organization here as a whole and be a part of history here. This is a history-making event that we're all a part of here, and truly the missing link, like you said, Scott, in so many ways. So we're very excited about our progress and where we're at this point and moving forward.
Well, Bill, let's talk a little bit about this membership. Now, I've seen on the website, and we've definitely heard where you guys are offering memberships up. What is this membership opened up to? I mean, is this for anybody to become a member, and what does that give them? What kind of access are they going to have as a member of the Bull Riding Hall of Fame?
Absolutely. We've got some great opportunities for all of our members, Scott. You know, we have an annual membership that's called our founding members now, for individuals, for couples. That includes a subscription to our BRHOF bulletin newsletter, which we'll be sending out with updates. It gives everyone nominating and voting rights. You know, when we open up the hall for nominations and for the voting, you know, all of our members will submit their nominations. Those nominations will go before a nominations committee, and then they'll comprise a ballot, which will be sent out to all our members as well, where they can cast their votes for our first class of inductees into the Hall of Fame. And what an exciting event that will be to look forward to when we have our first induction ceremonies. We also have our BRHOF t-shirt. You know, it's a great, good-looking t-shirt that we're giving away absolutely free to all of our new memberships. And we also have our lifetime memberships as well, Scott, and everyone can get all the details, and it's very quick and easy to sign up right there on the website. And once again, we certainly want to encourage everyone to become an active member and be a part of it.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about this inductee ceremony. When do you guys have an itinerary goal set in front of you as to when you all may have your first inductee ceremony?
Scott, our membership numbers are growing tremendously. We had a bunch of new folks come on board this weekend, and we were actually at a live bull riding event Saturday night over here in Blanco, Texas. Had a great time there. We're going to be traveling around to a lot of these live events, a lot of our social networking that we're doing as well online. So we're reaching out, and a lot of people are finding out about us, and really some of the comments that we've had on our website are just tremendous. I'd like to encourage everyone to go to the website and check through some of those as well. But, Scott, you know, we're going to build a very large number in our membership base so that we're going to have a strong contingency of nominations and voters when we get ready to have this first class and this first induction ceremony. Ideally, you know, we'd like to see it sooner than later, you know, perhaps before the end of this year, you know, would be an ideal. But when the time's right, you know, we're going to open up those nominations. And so that will certainly be something exciting for everybody to look forward to and to participate in. And I know as a member myself, I've certainly got some names that I'm looking forward to placing into the nominations and into the voting as well. So, you know, that's something everybody can start thinking about too, who'd like they would like to see go into our categories of the bull riders, the bullfighters, the legends, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about that here in just a minute, and the bulls themselves. You know, they deserve a spot in this hall as well. There's so many of those great animals that have just achieved, you know, greatness in their own right. So we're going to have a category for those as well. So when the pieces all come together and the time is right, we're gonna launch that, and that first ceremony that we're gonna have is gonna be a live event, and it's gonna be top notch, and we're certainly looking forward to it.
Absolutely, and you know, we definitely look forward to being a part of that. I would love to be down there as you guys, you know, I mean, because that's just a huge honor to induct some of these great time bull riders that have been a part of it. So, you know, that's something that we certainly want to have the dates on, so we can make our way down there for this deal, because I think that that is such an important thing for the sport, you know, to recognize. And you know, I mean, it's really interesting that you talk about the, you know, everything from the animals, you know, to the athletes. You know, unfortunately, actually just this past weekend, we lost a great bull out there in Mossy Oak Mudslinger, you know. So when you're talking about some of these animals, you know, and their stock contractors, I think it's important to give them a lot of that recognition. Little Yellow Jacket, who also passed away this year, one of my personal favorite bulls of all times ever, you know. Those bulls just knew how to buck, both of them did. And, you know, to give them credit where they, you know, have performed for so many years, you know, in front of so many fans out there, it's just a great thing that you guys are putting together for them.
Absolutely. That is so true, Scott. And one of the things I wanted to talk about a little bit, too, is our legends category. And what the legends is individuals, organizations, events that have had a significant impact on our sport and have made major contributions. That is going to be an exciting category as well, because there's so many folks that have worked tirelessly to better and improve our sport. You know, a lot of these great events that have come to be over the years, that where bull riding has been showcased and really taken its role among the major sports of the world. Those sorts of events, those committees, those organizations, and those individuals certainly deserve their recognition in history and a spot in the hall here as well. Also, Scott, we're going to have categories for photography and artwork, memorabilia, things of that nature. So there's going to be something in this Hall of Fame that's going to interest all of our fans, and you know, certainly a lot of things that people can get really excited about and want to be a part of as well.
Oh, you bet. And I really can't wait to see. You know, I know that you guys have posted a lot of photos out there of some of the historical bull rides that we've seen from way back when, you know, obviously long before my time. And I look at them and I say, wow, you know, these guys were the ones that truly helped build this sport into what it is today. And, you know, it's really entertaining. And I can't wait to see more of those. And you guys are going to be able to do that and really connect the fans with some of the history. I'm a history buff myself, especially when it comes to the form of, you know, the something like the sport of bull riding that I love so much. So as a fan of the sport, this is going to be really, really exciting to watch unfold.
You know, Scott, some of my favorite photos of all time were taken back in the 1920s, you know, during that era. And those photographers and those photos, God, you know, we owe it to our sport to preserve that and to recognize those great rodeo photographers and the work that they did and the artists, you know, and everyone who plays a role and contributes and makes our sport so great. You know, that's one of the most exciting aspects of what we're doing. And, you know, to have that, where people can come into our hall and to visit and to see those great history-making artifacts and memorabilia that we're going to have available, that, you know, it truly is a one-of-a-kind effort that we're all putting together here together as a team and an organization. And, you know, our organization, Scott, is global. You know, we're not a regional or even a North American organization. We've got folks that have already become members from Australia, South America. So, you know, this is truly a global organization, as is our sport at this point. So all of the greats, all of the legends, the legacies from wherever they may be, wherever, whatever circuits or associations they were affiliated with, whatever circles that they traveled in or where they rode, and the same with the livestock as well. You know, they're all going to be inclusive here in this Hall of Fame and have their place.
Wonderful. And I've got to actually mention out there, now, just a few weeks ago, we had one of the all-time greats in the sport of bull riding in Justin McBride, two-time world champion. You know, we learned a lot about Justin McBride, and that's something I want to kind of bring up. Are you guys going to give recognition to some of the women who have also been a part of bull riding? Because I know Justin's grandmother actually rode bulls when her husband did, you know. Are those things that we're going to be able to capture and we're going to be able to see and learn the history about?
Absolutely, Scott. You know, and we've already started doing some research and gathering information on some of the great women bull riders as well. There have been many, or, you know, several multi-time world champion bull riders in the Women's Association as well. And those great athletes deserve their spot in history too. So, you know, we're covering all the bases and, you know, really looking to gather as much information and have as many contributions from our members, people who take interest and want to assist in growing this hall and submitting that type of information and those records and photos and everything that goes along with it to make sure that we recognize, you know, all of these great riders and the bullfighters and everything that we're talking about here today, to make sure that they have the place that's going to endure and, you know, be built for longevity and be around from now on. So, yes, absolutely the women.
Wow. So you guys, would you say that you guys have a committee that will do a lot of the research, you know, about some of these things that are presented by the members that are out there?
Oh, you know it. And, you know, we're building our committees, and, you know, we're going to have a nominating committee. We'll have an events committee, information and memorabilia committee as well. So folks that are interested in participating on those committees, you know, will have that opportunity as well. Just contact us on the website or through Facebook or in the email, however, and let us hear from you, because, you know, we're going to be a very open and interactive organization, Scott, and, you know, we encourage that participation from everyone who's a fan of this great sport because, you know, this is, you know, something that, once again, that we've talked about here on the show today. You know, we're making history here, and it's, you know, something here for everyone and an opportunity to participate and really grow this hall into being one of the finest halls of fame in the sports world. You know, that's our vision. You know, we've got a grand vision of what this hall can truly become and be, and you know, our possibilities are unlimited at this point. So, you know, it's moving forward here. We're gonna grow. We're growing every day. You know, and putting this great foundation in place to, you know, endure and grow through the years and be something our grandkids and we'll be able to enjoy as well.
What an honor. Yeah, this is really exciting. And, you know, I know I look forward to not only, you know, watching and seeing how this thing unfolds, but also, like I said, being a part of this because, you know, I mean, really, like you said, this is something that is historical for the sport and for the rodeo community. And so I, for one, encourage all the fans that are out there to, you know, and it's really funny because a lot of fans kind of sit back on the back burner and feel like they don't have a part in what happens out there for this sport. You know, as fans, you know, we sit back, we may not like television coverages or formats that may be designed out there to kind of, you know, mix things up a little bit and change the shape of bull riding or make an impact on the sport. And so some fans kind of sit back and they feel like, well, I wish they'd do things this way. You know, I wish they'd do things this way. And this is an opportunity for fans to truly be a part of that by becoming members of the Bull Riding Hall of Fame.
Absolutely. And one of the things that I haven't touched on, Scott, today is that another benefit that we're going to have for all of our members is our Call of Fame. And what the Call of Fame is, it's going to be a live webcast similar to what we're doing right now where we're going to bring on some of the legends. We're going to bring in some of the all-time greats and some of the champions, and we're going to sit down and we're going to talk with these individuals in a Hall of Fame setting here with all of our members that they can tune in and enjoy that, and that will be open up to our members as well, and we'll be posting more details on that on our websites and in the newsletter as we move forward and get closer to those dates as well.
Oh, you bet. Yeah, this is certainly going to be exciting. And, you know, Bill, I want to thank you for taking the time out. I mean, we do have phone lines open, and we haven't, unfortunately, received a lot of phone calls here, but we do also have an open chat room. So that's why I've kind of been back and forth and throwing some of these questions at you that may be coming in. But like I said, I do want to encourage fans that if you guys have questions about the Bull Riding Hall of Fame, to please give us a call at 646-915-9940. And after the show airs, of course, this is also on archive, so the fans can go back and listen to it at other dates. But the best way to get a hold of you guys is to go through your website or your Facebook page, correct?
Absolutely. And you know, I want to interject once again, Scott, that the Bull Riding Hall of Fame is an incorporated nonprofit organization, which means that, you know, when folks contribute, when they become members, our sponsorships, our supporters, it all goes to better the hall and to grow it and to put all the things in place that we're talking about here today. So we appreciate everyone's support and encourage everyone just to come on board here with us and be a part of it because it's going to be a great ride and one that we're certainly all looking forward to.
Oh, yeah. You know, like I said, let me ask you, what are some of the visions that you guys have for a long term? I know you had talked about the traveling display that may be out for fans to be able to see some of the things. But, you know, I mean, when a fan would walk into the Bull Riding Hall of Fame, what can they look forward to seeing when this is in place?
We'll have sections of the hall, Scott, that are designed for our inductees, of course, with their mementos, their photos, their Hall of Fame displays, their awards from the hall, that sort of thing. There'll also be photography sections where you'll see some of the greatest photo bull riding photos ever taken. There'll be art displays. There'll be music playing. There'll be videos. You know, it's going to be everything that the bull riding fan would want to see in a Hall of Fame. That's our ultimate goal. And when you know, through participation and teamwork, you know, we can put together something that is just extraordinary and very special here for bull riding fans around the world. And, you know, like I said earlier, our possibilities are unlimited. And there'll be things that'll be in that hall, Scott, that we perhaps can't even imagine right now. You know, as we grow and the participation and things become available and brought to the table here, you know, we're going to have something in there for everyone. It's going to be a family oriented hall where, you know, there'll be food available, you know, drinks, soft drinks and things of that nature for people to enjoy and really want to come and spend some time and just have a great experience as they tour the hall.
Oh, I absolutely cannot wait. You know, I think that this is something that'll certainly reach out and touch everybody that's involved in the sport, whether it be a fan or whether it be somebody that's maybe their grandfather was a bull rider, you know, and they don't have anything to do with it, you know. They can actually go and see some of the history of that. Oh, yeah, absolutely exciting, Bill. I can't wait to see this thing progress. And like I said, look forward to getting my membership in and becoming a member and actually having a say at who gets nominated and who gets inducted into the Bull Riding Hall of Fame. So you can bet I want to encourage all the fans. And we'll certainly link up on our website. You know, we're kind of behind the eight ball here on a Monday morning. It's just one of those Mondays. But actually, later today, we will have those links posted right there on our homepage on making8rodeo.com.
Absolutely, Scott. And, you know, we certainly appreciate the opportunity to visit with everyone here on the Making 8 Network here this morning. And you're right. You know, your vote's important. Everyone who becomes a member and submits those nominations and those votes, those votes are important because, like we've touched about on several times here today, you know, this is a history-making endeavor here, and those votes are going to count toward our first, not only our first class of inductees, but as we move forward progressively and include as many of these great legends as we possibly can. So, yes, it is important for everyone to participate and be a part of it and get those memberships in. It's very affordable, very, you know, anyone can be a member. And we have that great-looking T-shirt that's a $25 value in itself that comes absolutely free with these new memberships. And those are for a limited time. So make sure you get your membership in and get one of those and the great package that we have that goes out to all of our new members as well. So, Scott, thank you once again for having us on board today. And much continued success to your Making 8 show as well.
Well, we certainly appreciate that, Bill. And like I said, you know, we just look forward to the opportunity seeing this unfold. And we certainly want to share with our fans and the bull riding fans out there what it is that, you know, you guys are doing. So we're going to certainly be in touch with you all and let the fans know about some of your events that are coming up and the developments that you have there at the Bull Riding Hall of Fame. So we look forward to it. It's going to be exciting.
Well, thank you once again, Scott, for having us, and let's load the chutes.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Bill. Well, once again, thanks for taking the time out here to join us on the Making 8 Morning Show, and we will certainly be in touch with you. Please feel free to give us a call. Let us know about some of the progressions that you guys have so we can also further, you know, get the word out and spread the word about this. But absolutely, memberships right now are very important, and we definitely want to encourage all of our fans to become members and be a part of this historical event. All right, guys, that was Mr. Bill Putnam there of the Bull Riding Hall of Fame, and I want to thank him for taking that time out. We will absolutely be in touch with him here in the future, and like I said, today we will have the links posted on MakingEightRodeo.com, so you can go over, but we do want to encourage you to go find them on Facebook as well. They do have a Facebook page out, and you guys will be able to see some of the developments that do unfold there. We are going to take a short break, and we come back. We've got some bull riding and some rodeo information that we're going to be talking about. We've got the PBR, which had a great event in Idaho this weekend. And, well, we've got to let you know what's going on here with Making Eight Rodeo Network and some of the developments that are going on here. But, fans, you know it's Monday, so we've got to play our Monday theme song here. Want to thank you, Bill Putnam, for joining us once again, and we look forward to catching up with him in the Bull Riding Hall of Fame. So, fans, when you get a chance, go check out BullRidingHallOfFame.com and make sure to follow them on Facebook, like their page. We'll have the links posted up here shortly. So stay tuned. You're listening to the Making Eight Morning Show right here on MakingEightRodeo.com.
Well, as the saying goes, long live cowboys. So if you want to be like a cowboy, dress like a cowboy, there's only one way to go. Wrangler jeans and shirts, that's the place to be. Be there or be square. From the low cuts to the cowboy cuts, they've got them all. Wrangler jeans and shirts. Take it from me, world champion Rob Smets, being a cowboy runs in your genes.
The alarm clock tingling, ringing in my head. I woke up dog tired, beat down half dead, trying to recover from another wild weekend, chugging down coffee while I should have been sleeping. Well, it sure is Monday, hitting it now. I gotta get myself through the week somehow. I had a ball Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Job site at a quarter past nine, and somehow I stayed awake till lunchtime, and then I caught a little nap stretched out in my truck bed, my feet still twitching to the music in my head. Saturday and Sunday, but it's all over now and the show is Monday. Oh,
howdy, rodeo fans, maniacs, and buckaroos. Scott Misek here with the Making Eight Rodeo Network. Want to invite you all to go check out MakingEightRodeo.com. With weekly radio shows such as Short Go Radio with our good friend Mike Anderson, Katie Bartlett, host of True Cowboy Radio, Bull Talk Hour with Greg McKinley, The Morning Coffee Show with five-time champion Rob Smets, and of course, the Making Eight Morning Show with yours truly. Also, check out our live rodeo webcast. And Thursday night, we have rodeo chat right from Twitter. We have all of your rodeo information and Bucky the Bull, too. So get a grip on rodeo with www.makin8rodeo.com.
Oh, that's right. Welcome back to the Makin' 8 Morning Show right here on a Monday morning on Makin8Rodeo.com. As we are kicking the work week off and getting things ready, obviously we just had a great conversation with Mr. Bill Putnam of the Bull Riding Hall of Fame. And, man, I'll tell you, this is just, like I said, what an exciting format. What a great venue to be hitting the rodeo community. And I don't think that the timing it could have been any better, really. I think that this is something that the bull riding community really needs, and it's just fitting that it would happen around this time. So I look forward to seeing the progression of this. Speaking of bull riding, and I do want to encourage fans and let you guys know that we actually do still have phone lines open. So if you guys have comments or questions, please feel free to give us a call at 646-915-9940. Make sure to push 1 on your phone so we know that you actually want to talk with us and not just want to listen in on the phone lines. But speaking of bull riding, the PBR was in Idaho this past weekend, and what a great event that was. As you know, they had the 15-on-15 matchups, and you know, obviously the great guys that are out there running right now was huge. But I gotta tip my hat to the veteran guys like Luke Snyder, who ended up winning the event back-to-back 90-point rides this weekend, and that's huge. I don't know how many times that's actually ever been done, but that is just a great deal, and it's really good to see a veteran cowboy like Luke Snyder step up and really have a good coming out. Now, he hasn't been riding bad this year. You know, he's definitely been on his game. These last 2 years for Luke Snyder have been huge. Obviously, last year, winning the last cowboy standing, and it just carried over, and he's in the best shape of his life, and he's really running strong. I think that he's going to be in contention still. You know, this guy knows what it takes to be a world champion, and I really believe that Luke is on fire. Now, they're getting ready to head into the break, and I think it's a much-needed break. But you take a look at a guy that's been dealing with a lot of injuries, and that's J.B. Mooney. Ended up switching his hands, still coming out and riding, and making qualified rides. That's something that is historical in itself. I mean, this guy is certainly really setting a standard and letting bull riders out there know that, hey, it can be done with the right amount of determination. You know, he was second before he had surgery, sitting in second place in the world standings. Doesn't want to fall too far back going into the break and then coming back, you know. So JB has really stepped up to the plate, and I tip my hat to a cowboy like him. What a great amount of try that this guy has, and grit and determination. I mean, that's what bull riding's all about. Valderon, you know, has been dealing with some injuries, is still out there because he does not want to lose his first place hold, you know, and he actually extended his lead somewhat this weekend over Silvano Alves and LJ Jenkins. But LJ is another one that's just on fire. I mean, this guy's ridden consistent all year long, so he's really hitting the mark and making big things happen. LJ is going to certainly be in contention. He's also in the standings in the PRCA, and I don't know how many fans know that, but he's been in contention. He's been riding some PRCA events. So, you know, we could very well see LJ at both PBR World Finals, who's in contention for a world championship, as well as the PRCA standings in the top 15. So I would love to see that. I would love to see LJ step up and really do some great things out there. We did see him at the Wrangler National Finals last year as well. you know, this guy loves bull riding, and you know, will get it wherever he can. And I tip my hat to a guy like LJ. Like I said, he's just I don't know what he has done this year to really step up and stay as healthy as he has, but I can tell you conditioning is a big part of it, and that's so important for a lot of these guys. Obviously, we talked to world champion bareback rider Casey Fields on Friday, and he was talking about that as well. It's so important to stay healthy and to keep your conditioning up, especially as, you know, another year goes by. You know, we look at it as another bull riding season or another rodeo season, but these guys look at it as another year that they may have coming closer to the end of their careers. So as they get older and as they're competing against these younger 19-year-olds like Chase Outlaw and, you know, Lachlan Richardson, you know, these guys that are coming out and making these strong rides and winning, their competition level is getting tougher and tougher, and they're going to have to work harder to stay in the right condition to compete against those guys. And Luke Snyder and LJ Jenkins have certainly done that. And you know, like I said, you can't say enough about guys like that. I was just really, really impressed. So anyways, that's a great deal. I know they're heading to Pueblo, Colorado this weekend. They're also going to have another 15-on-15 matchup, so us fans can tune in and see what's happening with the top 15, and they'll be matched up against the top 15 bulls. So it's going to be real exciting to sit back and watch that this weekend in Pueblo, Colorado. And, well, you know what? Making a Rodeo Network has been on the road for the last 5 weekends, so we are taking a weekend off. We're going to sit around the house and enjoy time with family, and obviously we have had a great time with the family out at these events. You know, we took the Making 8 family out to Broken Arrow this weekend, and you know, that's what we do here. Making 8 Rodeo Network is built behind family. I mean, we had our oldest son, Austin, running the video camera and helping with the production. We also had Mrs. Making 8 Kelly that was back here helping. And you know, I can't say enough about the staff that we have here, because they are family, and it's so great to see them contributing and being a part of such a great deal that we're doing here for the sport of rodeo and for the sport of bull riding. So just really excited to see how things are starting to unfold this season. And, you know, but we're not done yet. I mean, we're just getting things started, and the summer months are picking up. We're booking events. Even now, I mean, my phone's been ringing off the hook this morning, and people that are wanting to know more about where we're going to be and what it'll take for us to be there at their events. And, you know, that's the goal that we have set out 5 years ago when I started building Making 8 Rodeo Network. But just like the Bull Riding Hall of Fame, I realized that you cannot do it as an individual. You have to put together a team, and you have to have a strong foundation. And that's what we've done for 4 years. I mean, we've had our ups and downs. We've had our good times and our bad times, but we just keep continuing to grow. And even this weekend, you know, we're dealing with some issues here. We had some sound issues. We had some lights going out issues, but it was still fun. It was great entertainment for the fans. And, you know, that's what it's all about. I mean, it's live. And we're getting you fans closer to the sport, and we're going to continue to do that. So you guys can look forward to a lot more of that, and that's why we've gone back. You know, tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Central Time, we'll be re-airing the event from this weekend, because we know that fans are out at rodeos, or they're out spending time on Mother's Day with their moms, and, you know, they may not have an opportunity to see the events. Some of the athletes that are out there, you know, they may have been entered up Friday night and then had to be at another rodeo Saturday night, so they missed a performance. Well, we're going to give you fans and you know, contestants an opportunity to go back and watch the events with other fans and with other, you know, with guys like us. We're going to be in the chat room. We're going to be, you know, sitting back talking with you guys, and we want y'all to be a part of it. So Mondays and Tuesdays after our events, you guys can always look forward to going back and watching the Ustream broadcast. We'll have the links posted on Making 8 Rodeo Network, and of course we'll have the Ustream broadcast posted up, the links on Facebook and Twitter, so you fans can go over there and watch us. Bucky the Bull, you know, I got to talk a few minutes about Bucky. He is really making an impact on the sport. And we're so excited to have him as part of our team here at Making8Rodeo.com and the Making8 Rodeo Network. You know, he's impacting not just kids, but he's impacting the adults, and he's putting smiles on faces out here at these events. The parade, we had a parade Saturday we were out at, and, you know, fans were coming out to the event just to see Bucky. I mean, you know, we can walk through the crowds and go, oh, there's Bucky the Bull, the one we saw at the parade, and they come running over, and the kids come up and give us a big hug. And, you know, when we get stopped by adults, by other bull riders or competitors that are out there going, hey, I need a picture with you, come on over, you know, that tells us that we are making an impact on the sport, and that is so great for us. We're just really excited to have that opportunity and to be, you know, to be able to do that for the fans and, you know, be a part of the sport that we love so much, that we're so passionate about. And, you know, that's one thing that we're getting out to these producers now is, you know, it's not about money to us. We want to go to work for you guys. We want to keep it affordable. We want to promote your events. G-Money Rodeo Crew has some of the best productions that are out there. I mean, they really do. They've got some of the best stock. They really put together a great show. Brett Weldon was behind the microphone. Armani Stevie is out there at many of their events. And it's just really exciting to sit back and watch and be a part of, you know, and also these rodeo committees that are out there. Miami, Broken Arrow, you know, that's just, it's a great opportunity for fans to be a part of that, even if they can't be there, you know. And the other thing that we really do is the competitors that are riding, they've got family from all over. You know, we've got, of course, our commentator, Katie Bartlett, who's from Australia. Her family's from Australia. Now, you know, they don't get an opportunity to see her in action, to see where she's going, or to see how she's doing out there. Well, with Making 8 Rodeo Network, we provide that for them. They're able to tune in all the way across the globe, you know. We've got our European bull riders, and they're able to tune in and see how the American sport is done right here live, you know. That's why we're in place. That's why we're doing what we're doing. And we're doing it at an affordable rate for these producers, for these committees, to continue to keep us out there. If I wanted to be a millionaire, I would not be in the sport of rodeo. I'd be in the stock market or something, you know, because it just, you know, it's not going to happen. We don't want it to happen for us. We want it to happen for the committees. We want them to profit. We want them to be successful so they can continue to bring on great acts, bring in great athletes for these fans. And as long as we're able to be a part of it, then we can distribute that amongst the world and let, you know, the fans catch a glimpse of what's happening at these events so they themselves will want to be a part of it as well. And that's what we do right here. And you know, without having such a great team like Katie Bartlett and Mike Anderson with Short Go Radio, you know, with the Making 8 family, you know, with Austin and Kelly and everybody being a part of this, it wouldn't happen. And I've got to talk about Frank Skidmore. Frank is actually our partner and CEO of Making 8 Rodeo. Now, we didn't have him here this weekend with us, and we're not going to have him for some time. Frank is actually taking time out, and he is pursuing another avenue. He was invited to become a civilian contractor and go back to Afghanistan. So we want to send our thoughts and prayers to him. And you guys make sure to keep up with him on Facebook and follow along and send him your best out there, because he's obviously going back into a dangerous situation. But, you know, he got out of the Army last year and decided that to go back as a civilian would be a great opportunity for him. And he feels like he's still serving his purpose, and we're very proud to have him as part of the Making 8 Rodeo Network. But it's going to be unfortunate. He was greatly missed this weekend, and we're going to continue to miss him out here with our productions. But, you know, we're going to keep building this, and when he comes back, then, of course, we'll bring him right back into it with us. We'll probably have to give him some more training on it, though, because I know he's going to be away for a minute, for a while. So, anyways, I know I'm up here just kind of gabbing for the last, you know, few minutes here, but I want to thank everybody for tuning in and remind you guys to go check out Bull Riding Hall of Fame. You guys can follow their links on Facebook. You can follow their progression, and we encourage you to go over and become members. We will also have the links on making8rodeo.com today. Before our broadcast tonight at 8 o'clock Central Time, you can find that under the Live Event Center or follow the links on Facebook. We'll have them up there as well. We want you guys to be a part of it. We want you guys to see some of the action that we had the opportunity to see with G-Money Rodeo Crew and the Rodeo Committee at Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. And thanks to the sponsors out there, I mean Wrangler and Monster Energy and Ram Rodeo, you know, they're the reasons why we were able to get there, because they felt like, hey, you know, this is a great opportunity for them to get some more exposure. So if you guys get an opportunity, go thank them for contributing and making, you know, making it easier for us to be there for those events. Because if it wasn't for them, we would not be out there broadcasting. So thanks to all the sponsors down there at with G-Money and with the Broken Arrow Rodeo Committee. We look forward to being back there again next year. Hopefully that'll be the case. I know that we're going to be back in Broken Arrow in June for another event that's going up, and that's actually the Relay for Life, and that's a huge factor, and that's a great thing for us to be able to be a part of as well. So you guys make sure to stay tuned. We're going to be broadcasting that rodeo that'll be going on Saturday, I believe June 9th, June 8th. They're also having the Relay for Life and the walk. We're going to be streaming that, and it starts at 6 p.m. Central Time. It goes to 6 a.m. Central Time. So we're going to have the cameras up and rolling. Wow, what a fantastic event that is going to be. Bucky the Bull will be out there encouraging those walkers and those people that are supporting this. This Relay for Life is just going to be huge, and we're very proud to be a part of that. So you guys make sure to stay tuned, you know, we've got a lot more on the table. We've got a lot more events that we're going to be heading out to this summer. As this is the kids' final week in school, then they're going to be able to take off, and we're going to be out hitting rodeos. Cowboy Christmas is just a little over a month away, so lots of rodeo action that's getting underway here, and we are able to be a part of it. And very glad that you guys are able to support us and be a part of it as well. We want you guys to continue to tune in. We've got our morning coffee show with Rob Smith on Wednesday, 10 o'clock Central Time. Katie Bartlett will have True Cowboy Radio, I believe, on Tuesday, possibly Wednesday. She's still working on getting her guest lined up for this week. And then, of course, we'll be back on the Making 8 Morning Show on Friday. But we're going to be taking the weekend off, so we won't, unfortunately, have any webcasting going on this next weekend, but we will have it tonight and tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Central Time. You fans will be able to tune in as we recap and we re-air the segment from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma from this weekend. So look forward to having everybody there to be a part of it. Want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in here today. If you guys are listening on the archives, make sure to go check out Bull Riding Hall of Fame, like their Facebook page, become a member, and be a part of this. This is where you guys can actually have a say and be a part of the bull riding community, and that is huge. So it doesn't matter whether you're a fan or whether you're a contestant, former bull rider, former stock contractor, you guys all have an opportunity to be a part of history in the sport of bull riding. So definitely get over there and become members, and definitely check out their website and their Facebook page. So until tonight, 8 o'clock Central Time, rodeo fans, we'll see you back on making8rodeo.com. Until then, have yourselves a great Monday and get a grip with making8rodeo.com.
Thanks for tuning in with Making 8. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you want to feel those good vibrations coming from the joy that His love can bring, turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on.
Oh, yes.
God,
turn your radio.
God.